Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
America in the 1920s. Bootleggers, flappers, and a battle royal between fundamentalism and science in a courtroom in Dayton, Tennessee. In the classic film Inherit the Wind, a science teacher is jailed and prosecuted because he dares to teach students about Darwin's theory of evolution. Inspired by the Scopes Monkey trial in the 1920s, Inherit the Wind is often treated as accurate history, even being shown to students to teach them about the debate over Darwinian evolution. In fact, the film is regarded by many historians as little more than fantasy. Now there's a new film out called Alleged that seeks to set the record straight about the Scopes trial. Like Inherit the Wind, Alleged is a full-length feature film that uses fictional characters to tell the story behind the trial. Unlike Inherit the Wind, Alleged tries to present a much more truthful picture of the Scopes trial and its cultural context. I'm John West, and in this edition of ID the Future, we go behind the scenes with filmmaker Fred Foote, writer and producer of the film Alleged. Alleged tells the story of Charles Anderson, a fictional reporter from Dayton, Tennessee, who gets caught up in the media firestorm surrounding the infamous Scopes Monkey trial. The film stars Tony Award-winning actor Brian Dennehy as the irascible Clarence Darrow, and former United States Senator Fred Thompson as William Jennings Bryan. Alleged is being released on DVD and Blu-ray after being screened at a number of film festivals around the country. The Charleston International Film Festival honored Alleged by awarding Brian Dennehy with its Best Actor Award for his portrayal of Clarence Darrow, and the Anthem Film Festival awarded the film one of its People's Choice Awards. You can find more information about Alleged at its website, allegedthemovie.com, or you can order the film at Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, and other retailers. I had the privilege to be on the set of Alleged while it was being filmed, and between scenes I was able to sit down and talk with its writer and producer, Fred Foote. In this first part of a three-part interview, I talk with Fred about what motivated him to create Alleged in the first place. Fred, how did this whole journey start for you?
Well, it started, I suppose, when I read in high school Inherit the Wind in our sophomore English class. And I assumed that the Scopes trial as presented in that play was relatively accurate. And maybe 25 years later, if I did the math, I went to another production of that film in Lansing, Michigan with some friends. And in the meantime, I remember reading someplace on the web that the Inherit the Wind was quite inaccurate. So I saw it again. It was on my mind. I went to the web and started to do some research and got the sense that it was more than a little inaccurate. It was almost inverted from what actually happened. And from there, I read the Pulitzer Prize-winning book by Ed Larson. I read the trial transcripts and, in a way, became infuriated, actually, with the misrepresentations of the people of Dayton, Tennessee in that play.
And were you a screenwriter? I mean, how did you then decide to turn that into a film?
Yeah, I've never written a screenplay before. This is my first and only. I don't have even a first draft of a second one.
So what was your background?
Well, I went to law school. I went to college, went to law school at Harvard University, or Harvard Law School, rather. Practiced for a few years in New York City, and then came back to Michigan and joined a family finance company that's in the banking and finance. So for the last 20 years, I've been in finance and banking, not screenwriting, not movie production, anything like that.
And so when you found out that Inherit the Wind was basically propaganda, what drove you to want to do a film as opposed to something else?
It started, really, I have a first chapter of a book on the subject, and it occurred to me at some point after writing this first chapter that who cares that Inherit the Wind was inaccurate? It's 60 years old or thereabouts, and someone could easily say, okay, we'll grant you that. Inherit the Wind was inaccurate, so what? that was then, this is now, and, you know, why are you redredging this old gripe?
Although, I know I still come across reporters and others who their background knowledge of, say, the evolution debate comes from stick figures in Inherit the Wind. I mean, they think that tells us about the current debate. So even though it's really old, even in some schools today, they still teach it in social science classes to learn about history.
Yeah, that's right. It's presented as history and as in science classes and sociology classes. If you want to learn about fundamentalism in the 20s, you'll get Inherit the Wind. Yeah, so it has long legs.
And Judge Jones in the Kitzmiller Intelligent Design case, I know, gave an interview saying that he was going to watch Inherit the Wind to learn about the historical background.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Issues.
So that's a very fitting research project for...
So I guess it is having an impact. So then why a film?
Okay. Once I decided that an article about Inherit the Wind was too narrow and too irrelevant, actually, the idea came to my mind that if Inherit the Wind as a film informed America and continues to inform America about what happened to the Scopes trial, then two things are true. One, there's never been a film about the Scopes trial. If Inherit the Wind is not that film and even disclaims to be that film, then the first film is yet to be made. So that was intriguing to me, that there's never been a film. Then the other thing that intrigued me is, if I really want to right the wrongs of Inherit the Wind, so to speak, then if I do a film about what really happened and take it from the standpoint of media bias and media twisting facts for its own purposes, and then someone were to compare my film with, say, Inherit the Wind, since it's the only other film in the category, they'll see that Inherit the Wind exactly fits the premise of this movie, and that is that the media can shape events just like any institutions can shape perceptions of events. So when they see my movie against Inherit the Wind, they'll realize Inherit the Wind is like exhibit A for the proposition that not all media is fair and balanced. Mm. That you can get some real whoppers and people will believe them. And Inherit the Wind is exactly that, a whopper of a story that people have come to believe that's just not so.
Mm. And that's a really interesting insight, because although people think of the Scopes trial as just being about evolution issue, it also was about the media and how they create our perceptions of reality. And so I take it that seems that's a big theme in this film.
Yeah, it is a huge theme. The media played such a tremendous role. It's ironic that there's court reporters, there's transcripts, there's newspaper accounts, and yet even with all of that, people's ideas. I think, John, is a point in history where the intelligentsia of America decided it was time to turn a corner. And rather than the charming, quaint, southern, Bible-believing town being elevated, as, say, Jefferson might have, or other people have looked to the yeoman farmer in America with glowing admiration, today was the day that picture of America should be buried and should be replaced with something scientific, something materialistic, something divorced from traditional and religious art path. And so it was the first big trial where the average guy was presented as an idiot. Mm-hmm. And Mencken led the way.
So H.L. Mencken, he was one of the big reporters there, and he was with
the Baltimore Sun.
Okay. And is he a prominent character in your movie?
Yeah, in my movie, you think of the Scopes trial and you think of either John Scopes, perhaps, or Clarence Darrow, certainly, and William Jennings Bryan. In my movie, they all three take a distant second chair to H.L. Mencken, who really drives the story and drove the original story, I think. In many ways, Inherit the Wind.
Literally, he drove the story. I mean, by portraying it in the media and building into this sort of iconic trial.
And his prejudices and predilections or whatever informed Inherit the Wind, and so they essentially wrote the movie of what H.L. Mencken reported. But H.L. Mencken didn't report the facts. He reported a caricature.
There is still more to come. In the second part of my interview with writer and producer Fred Foote, we will discuss some of the big myths about the Scopes trial that Fred hopes his film alleged will help correct. I hope you can join us. You can get more information about Alleged at allegedthemovie.com, and you can now order the movie at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers. For ID the Future, this is John West. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.